Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah,
we are so glad you decided to stop by and hang with us to get your news on your favorite celebrities. But first, we have to check in with our Atlanta posse. Hello.
Hey, everybody.
What's up? How are you?
Now, as you can see, Portia and Headcrack are out today, but never fear. We have the lovely and talented Judge Lynn Toler from Divorce
Hello.
Court.
Hello, Your Honor.
Hi, family. How are you?
And from Married to Medicine and Sister Circle, we have Quad Webb hanging out
yes.
with us.
Love it.
Now, later in the show, we got Tyrese and Naomi Harris stopping by in the Atlanta studio to talk about their new movie.
Lucky.
I know.
What?
And also, Jennifer Aniston kissed a girl, but did she like it?
It's a good one.
I guess we'll find out. But Chewy, what do you got?
All right, well, Kanye has other plans for his family, and that's to turn it into a congregation, y'all. Yikes. Yeah, on a recent episode of James Corden's Late Late Show, James did something different, you know, rather than his carpool karaoke. They flipped it and did an airpool karaoke inside a plane with Kanye and his choir, y'all. Yeah, very Kanye-fied right there.
What?
And while discussing Yeezy's new album, Jesus is King, the rapper revealed something interesting about his kids and the number 7. Check this out.
Oh.
The richest thing that you can have is as many children as possible.
So are you saying you would roll for a 5th?
For 7.
Shut up, you want 7 kids.
Yes.
You can talk that yin yang all you want.
That's
to.
A lot of babies.
18, they don't leave. You know, or
now
if they
judge,
leave, they
judge,
come
judge
back.
Judge, you have 6. You were almost there yourself.
I mean, and can't get rid of the last 2.
Oh, judge.
With my mom and dad, the house I grew up in was, no, I mean, I don't want to, you know, throw them under the bus or anything, but it wasn't that great. No TV in my room, no amenities. I couldn't wait to get out. But no, the problem is today, everything is so nice. It's like, why would your kid want to leave? Judge, you got to make your house not that great. So
right.
They're like, I got to get up out of here.
Right.
As a mother's going, this is nice. Why would I leave?
Yeah. One of them is sleeping on a Murphy bed.
No, I think Kim found out about the 7 kid thing when she was watching James Corden's show. I don't think that he had that discussion with her because she said, 4 is enough for me. I'm stopping. I still have my career going on. I don't need to have any more kids. But, I mean, for her career to evolve to be like her own mother, maybe she does need 7 kids to pick out which ones are going to be the new stars.
You
got to
create not only the congregation, but the new television show.
But if she doesn't have the 7 kids, he needs to divorce her because the Bible says be fruitful and multiply.
She has already multiplied.
Well, she has 4 kids right now, and it looks like her ass is having triplets. So.
All right, y'all. Well, moving on, it looks like we have another smash. That's right, fall season is here, and everybody is hooking up. And word is, Ben Affleck and musician Katy Perry are smashing.
Mm.
Now, there are some conflicting reports to their hookup. One source said Ben met Katy on a private dating app called Raya a few months ago, and the duo have seen each other on a few occasions since.
What?
They're very into each other. However, another source added that the relationship is nothing serious at this time. So are we here for Ben and Katy dating or what, y'all?
And it looks like Katy's about, they're said to be 32, 33 years old. He's 47.
A grown woman.
That's better. That's better than when he was, like, dating that 20-something-year-old mom.
Yeah.
It's like, I like whiskey and cheeseburgers. You're like, your children. You could be a stepmother. Like, you don't want that girl.
I don't think it's going to work out, though. I heard that they're already having issues because he's already very insecure and jealous of her Batman-like jawline. It's way better than his.
You know what?
This is, like, soft Batman jawline. She had that chiseled
Batman
jawline.
You are seeing today.
Oh, my God. Really, Frank? Just extra.
Now I'm looking at the girl's jawline like, damn, it really is Batman.
She's strong.
I like a girl with a strong jaw, though, so I'm for it.
Hey!
Heidi
likes a strong jaw.
All right, we'll hookups, Ellen DeGeneres has smooched yet another celeb on her show.
She's always kissing.
This
somebody.
Time it's a good one.
Man.
It's Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
Yes, Ellen and Jennifer Aniston.
Got
so
it.
The Friends actress stopped by Ellen's show and asked the host to kiss her because Howard Stern was on Ellen recently and Ellen and Howard had a kiss. Jennifer Aniston saw that and somehow Ellen charmed her way onto Jennifer Aniston's lips.
Oh, I gotta see. Ooh.
Take a look.
What? When's the last time you kissed a girl on the lips? I don't.
I will say this, though. If I was Porsche, I would break up with her.
Oh,
because
what's
that
really?
Leads to
Porsche
other
ain't going nowhere.
Neither one of them are insecure, nowhere. Honey.
She kissed Howard Stern.
No, it's Howard clearly. Stern is a man. Porsche, her love, her wife is a woman. And when you start kissing like that, that leads to other things.
Oh, my God, Gary. It was a pet. It was a pet.
I agree with you, Gary. I think there's a little bit more behind that kiss because when Ellen was leaning in, as you could see her almost like start blushing you know, before the kiss happened. After she kissed, you could see Ellen was visibly moist.
Here's what I noticed about that kiss. Jennifer Aniston, and we can go back and watch again or not, it doesn't matter. Here's what I noticed. Ellen kind of did the pursed lips like the, like I'm just going it's going to be a joke TV kiss.
Mm-hmm.
But Jennifer kind of fluffed him up, but like she was like, uh-huh. Like there was a little wet.
But Jennifer pulled away first.
Yeah,
she did.
Oh, yeah, Ellen stayed there.
Now, Ellen, yeah. Ooh. I'm a phenomenal kisser.
Right.
And you know that.
Oh, yeah.
I am amazing. And
as
Frank
far as, Ellen and Jennifer's kiss, was it hotter than
did you
mine
Frank
and Chewy's kiss?
Kiss? You talking about
yeah,
Frank,
they
no?
did. They did. Frank and Chewy had a
yeah.
kiss. We were
well,
talking
why
about
didn't we play that?
I
that I would want to see.
Here it is.
I want to see that.
I
want
to see that.
I was moist. I was moist in places I didn't know I could get moist.
I got Chewy pregnant that day.
Yeah, he's still pregnant.
Okay, so the Swifties, as I like to call them, they went after Taylor's ride or die friend,
no.
singer Selena Gomez.
No way.
Yes.
For what?
Well, you, as you know, Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian have had a long-standing feud ever since, I think, back in 2016. Kanye put a controversial line in his track Famous about Taylor Swift.
Right, I remember.
Well, fast forward to this week, where Selena Gomez posted on her Instagram promoting Kim Kardashian's new line, Skim.
Mm. Okay.
Okay? Well, the Swifties weren't having it.
Right.
They pointed out, that's ridiculous. You shouldn't be doing this. So what happened? Well, Selena's like, oh, no, what have I done? She deleted the ad right away and then posted.
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do.
Yeah.
Look what you.
They made her do it, too. She deleted the ad.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
Then she posted a picture of her and Taylor together
awesome.
With this caption. Huh. Says, my ride or die. I would die for this one. Thank you for forever being by my side. You have taught me so much. Mm. Walked through all of this with me. Stayed, and you remind me to be a better human being. I'm on your side for life.
The short version is, humana.
Yeah. So I guess the big question here is, can Selena be besties with Taylor and still promote a product from her arch nemesis, Kim?
No.
If I was Selena, I would talk to Taylor and say, look, I'm going to make this money from your ex.
Right.
Enemy or your enemy, she's gonna pay me for my stuff, and then you're gonna
with it. Sometimes, you know what, we cannot allow our emotions to supersede our intellect when we're talking about business. It's
right.
a business
right.
deal straight away.
Okay,
right. So Frank and Chewy, if I got married with Frank Chewy, would you start wearing my thong line?
I'm wearing one of your thongs now.
I'm
wearing it backwards, too.
That explains why your voice is a little higher today than
normal. I know.
Everybody buy Gary's thongs.
Honey, all right, y'all. Coming up, honey, Miss Chrissy Teigen reveals what she did in the beginning of her relationship with John Legend that some people would never do. We'll tell you all about it right after the break.
Dish Nation.
Did you know that scent is the most powerful scent you have? That's right. A smell can bring a flood of memories. And I'm sure you want your scent to bring a nice, sweet memory, right? Scentbird is here to help. Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service with over 600 designer fragrances to choose from for both men and women. And once you make your selection, they deliver a 30-day supply right to your door. I'm really enjoying my Burberry perfume this month, and I think I'm going to try Calvin Klein next month. Not sure. And if you're not sure what type of scent you're looking for, you can sort and find your new fragrance by brand, style, occasion, season, and more with their True Scent Recommender. And for our viewers, you can get 30% off your first month today. That's only $10 for your first fragrance. All you have to do is go to scentbird.com/dish and use our code DISH for 30% off your first month. Again, that's scentbird.com/dishnation for you to try your first cologne or perfume for just $10. scentbird.com/dish. Sign on and smell amazing.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? The IRS has hired private debt collection agencies to start collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property. So if you're drowning in tax debt, get ready for this tax relief hotline. Civic Tax Relief can protect you from the IRS and the collection agencies so you can stop the added fees, the wage garnishments, and more. If you're backed into a corner with $10,000 or more in back taxes, call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. You may qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. And get this, Civic Tax Relief has a 5-star rating on the Better Business Bureau. You can save thousands in tax forgiveness, or you may qualify for other special relief programs based on your specific situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for absolutely free. Just call 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call can save you thousands. Call now. 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation! Yay! Well, y'all, motto and clapback queen Chrissy Teigen is opening up about the beginning of her relationship with husband John Legend. In the upcoming December issue of Vanity Fair magazine, Chrissy admits that she used to read everything about John when they first began dating. She said he was kind of known for the time for being either in the closet or a modelizer. I used to go on the websites and it was always either how I was his beard or how he paid his past serious girlfriends or how he was with some new model. Oh my God, I would read everything. So do y'all think this is good practice, like researching everything about who you're dating in the beginning and believing what the websites say?
No, reading everything in a gossip column could be detrimental to any relationship.
Absolutely. It's not good. And it'll make you crazy. I mean, she's a grown woman. She can handle it. Everything rolls off her back. It's not a problem. But most people can't handle that kind of information.
Right.
Because 90% of it ain't true anyway, and the other 10...
Exactly. Come on, Judge.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess, if I was to read about somebody, I was somebody's beard, I think I'd probably exit stage left.
But why would you?
But if you know that you're not.
Right.
You know that that's not true.
Okay.
No, she don't know.
Everywhere. And
what you mean she don't know?
Let me snatch his edges.
What you mean she don't know?
Please, let me just...
Please gather him.
You want me to gather him, sis?
Gather him.
So the deal is this. People see you on TV too, Gary, and they may perceive you in terms of what the production company wants you to look like you are. Guess what? We know people who have personal relationships with you know that you're nowhere near like what they're trying to portray you as on television.
True, but...
Is that fair to you?
Well, it just depends.
No, it's not. You don't have to talk, say nothing
Come
else.
On,
it's
then.
Not fair to you. He's trying to make his story, make his story sound good. No, it's not. Moving on. Come on, Gary.
Okay, you guys, honey, it's time for...
Tea time with Gary.
Yes, baby. Lord, help me. Oh, my God. Oh, man, have mercy on me, y'all. Now, sometimes, honey, I just feel so horrible for my rich, honey, very rich, white, older girlfriend.
No, you don't.
Why do you feel sorry?
You feel bad.
Yes, Judge, I feel sorry for him. But, baby, now, Chrissy Brinkley's, honey, 60-year-old ex-husband, Mr. Peter Cook, y'all, is engaged to a 21-year-old college student.
Say it
Let
ain't so.
Let me sip on it.
Ooh.
That's hot piping tea right there.
Now, her name is Alba, and Peter doesn't care, honey, about the 40-year age difference, honey. Now, he's referring to this young lady as his...
soulmate.
No!
Oh. Yes, honey, his soulmate, honey. Mm. So what in the world the hell is going on, y'all, with these damn men dating ladies the same ages as their daughters?
Young and moldable. That's what I think is happening. She gonna look good. She gonna do what she told because she don't know no better.
Mm-hmm.
I got the money. I got the experience. And she's gonna do what I tell her to
21,
do.
21, though? Where are their fathers to be like, no, honey,
right?
You're not gonna do this time. No. This man is the same age as me.
Like they say, if there's grass in the field, play ball. Now, she's old enough.
What? Who said that, Gary?
Who said that?
I heard it.
Oh,
one of the Stone Mountain Genuine Leather, charging 4-in-1 bag. This fancy genuine leather handbag from Stone Mountain can be worn as a crossbody shoulder bag, wristlet, or clutch. It includes a removable battery pack, lightning, and micro USB charging cables to ensure that your phone is charged on the go.
Ooh, Brad, now all this from Stone Mountain, girl?
Honey, and I haven't even finished yet, darling. It has 3 external zippered pockets, 1 internal zipper pocket, and 1 internal slash pocket to allow plenty of room to store everything you need for daily use. It also comes in bone, navy, and tan.
How much is it?
Well, Judge, you might want to shout it from the top of Stone Mountain after you hear this one. Usually it can run as high as $85, but for our Dish Nation crew, it's only $29.
All right.
Yes, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you. All right, y'all, recently actors Tyrese Gibson and Naomi Harris stopped by the Dish Nation studio to talk to me, Headcrack, and Gary about their new film, Black and Blue. You don't want to miss it, coming up after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dish Nation. We are so honored to have today 2 amazing actors in the building, man. This guy is a actor, model, singer, screenplay writer, and all-around good dude. And this lady is a talented actress, award nominee, and amazing speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Tyrese Gibson and Naomi Harris. Stars of the new movie Black and Blue, which is in theaters now, man. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So let's get down to the bottom of it, man. Mm-hmm. Police tensions amongst, you know, the people and the perception of police is at a crazy rate right now. A movie like this is coming on, like, right around a good time where it shows, hey, good cops going up against bad cops.
I love that you say that, actually, that it's good cops against bad cops, because it's not an anti... Some people have kind of thought that it's an anti-cop movie.
That's the controversy,
and it's not.
Right?
It's not at all. Actually, you know what? Every cop has the potential to be our hero, you know, in the same way that Alicia, the lead of the movie, is our hero, because they are there to serve and protect the communities. And so much of that has been diverted, and instead they've become our local villains, really, because they're, you know, they're using excessive force.
Switching gears a little bit, I cried yesterday watching Wendy Williams with you being on it.
Mm.
So, I mean, how did that affect you? I mean, did it...
Wendy,
Wait, first, explain what happened.
I'm lost. Wendy Williams' husband allegedly banned
Tyrese. Not allegedly.
Oh, well, he banned Tyrese from the show because he thought Tyrese was probably loving Wendy.
Like, no. He accused me of flirting with Wendy when
I did an
interview with her.
That is so petty.
He had a whole baby.
Like, you
But that ain't none of my business.
Okay, I'm just saying.
But yeah, me and Kevin chopped it up, and we got on the same page, and that's how I was able to get back on the show. But I've only been on there once, so I think I got banned and then unbanned and then banned again.
Yeah.
And this was my first time coming back, so...
We hate to see our friends fight. Are you on Rock Cool?
I don't want to talk about that.
All right, man.
Nice sweater, man.
That would probably be a tie.
We got a game we like to play where we have 2 people in the building. It's called The Same Damn Time. We're going to ask y'all some questions. Y'all have to answer at the same damn time. All right, synchronize.
Okay.
Out of all the cast members in Black and Blue, who forgot their lines the most?
Tyrese!
It was because her performance was so amazing, it took the words out of my mouth.
Breathtaking. Who cracks the most jokes out of everybody on the set?
Deion
Taylor, director.
Okay. If you were stuck on a deserted island, which cast member would you want to be on the island with you and why?
Tyrese. Because he would sing to me.
Oh.
Yeah.
If it was about to pop off and you needed one person to fight on your side, who you got?
Tyrese.
Even with the bad leg?
Before the bad leg.
Okay.
The bad leg wasn't bad the whole time. It got better. I used Neosporin.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Naomi Harris and Tyrese Gibson. Go see Black and Blue.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Hey!
All right, Judge Lynn. Honey, you get all kinds of characters in your courtroom on divorce court.
I do.
And recently you had social media personality Rolling Ray in your courtroom. Let's take a look.
I'm going to start with Mr. Harper, otherwise known as Rolling Ray.
You know what? It's given very much of how you doing, Your Honor, Miss Judge Lynn Toler. I am here today to get my money from this man. Yeah, wanna be a woman. Yeah, he's terrible, Your Honor. He's really terrible. So, I've been dating Christian for the past 6 years, you know, also on give or take, you know what I'm saying?
We just acting like it didn't happen.
I didn't know who Rolling Way was until he rolled up on me. Yeah. It took me a long time just to figure out what truly is happening here.
What can you do?
You got to take your people as they come. You don't get to pick. People come into court because they're coming into court. Ooh. So you got to deal with who you got to deal with. And Rolling Way rolled on it.
I guess so.
You have to have some type of respect.
Something.
And stay your tail behind where you're supposed to stand.
I mean, I'm just like, what?
I mean, if you had a rep, he'd have rolled up there beside
you.
And you'd have seen me rolling, too. I'd have been right running behind Nick,
All
right, y'all, you can catch Judge Lynn on Divorce Court every weekday. Check your local listings.
Yes.
And Quab Webb is on Sister Circle weekdays at noon on TV One.
Yes.
Thank you, ladies.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.